The Man I Love is one of her signature tunes. We're going to hear it from 1947 during an appearance on the Arthur Godfrey CBS radio program, where she's backed on piano by Bobby Tucker, one of her most important accompanists in the late 40s. First, one of her wonderful appearances on the Eddie Condon television show.
I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache. It's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it light? I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me?
Will be my good news day.
build a little home that's meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Oh, what would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love.
Live on radio in 1947, Billie Holiday accompanied by Bobby Tucker on piano. And live on the Eddie Condon NBC television show in 1949, Billie Holiday, the greatest of all jazz singers. Well, why do I keep saying that Billie Holiday is the greatest, the best of all jazz singers? Well, I think because of her remarkable gift for improvisation, the way she revised and improved a melody, like Louis Armstrong, her great rhythmic inflection, the way she bends and shapes tones, sliding up or downwards into a note, her unequaled expressiveness. She had the power to eloquently transmit strong feelings and deep emotions, and Billie's willingness to sing with the other players as a part of the jazz ensemble. These all make her, in my opinion, the greatest of all jazz singers. Here's a couple more appearances on the Eddie Condon Show from 1949. Her own Billie's Blues, which is taken at a quite rapid pace and a very upbeat kind of a thing. And listen to the spontaneous riffing by the horns going on behind her. I suspect it's a lot like the riffing done behind her in the Basie Band in the 30s. First, though, a Bessie Smith tune.
I'm trying to do an album on Bessie. You know, I've always loved her. Mm-hmm. And she inspired me when I first got in the business. And, well, we sort of got like two of them.
Two records.
We're supposed to make eight signs, and well, so I got two.
Well, I bet they're two good records. I mean, you can turn an album out in 3 hours if you have to, but that doesn't always mean that it's music.
Not Bessie's music, anyway.
No, of course not. Did you know Bessie Smith very well?
Yes, I did. I met her in the later years. I was working at a little, as we would say, joint called a Hot Cha on 7th Avenue, and that's when I met her, just about 5 years before she died.
Uh-huh. Well, that must have been like catching up with part of jazz history for you.
I'd always wanted to meet her, though. One dark and stormy night, Big John was feeling blue. Things didn't seem right, and he didn't know just what to do. I said, do please tell me, ain't you satisfied? He looked around so pitiful, and to me he replied, keeps on raining, look how it's raining, Daddy, he can't make no time. When it starts to snow, I know, Bessie, you've gotta have some dough. Keeps on raining, look how it's raining, Daddy, he can't make no time. Ain't the snow just beautiful? Some people say, but I'd rather see it in a fine movie play. Keeps on snowing,
got a lot of time here. Billie Holiday. We're just getting a little rotten going here. We'd like to sing about five courses of blues for us.
I'd love to.
Are you going to sing it through? That's a better idea.
Two from her appearances on the Eddie Condon NBC television program. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Billie Holiday in the 1940s. Here is an appearance by Billie that was at Carnegie Hall. It was 1947, and she was actually turned out to be a surprise opener for Louis Armstrong.
And I'd like to sing a song that I wrote. It's titled Don't Explain. Hush now, don't explain. I know you raised Cain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain. Quiet, don't explain. You mixed with some dame. Skip that lipstick. Don't explain. You should know I love you, and what love endures. All my thoughts are of you, for I'm so completely yours. Cried to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat, but right and wrong don't matter. When you're with me, sweet, hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain, my life's yours, love. Don't explain.
So by the end of the 1940s, Billie's personal difficulties seriously threatened to wreck her career. Nonetheless, demand for her singing continued. She was very popular. She was recording frequently, appearing on television, and touring. Despite all her troubles, Billie was a survivor. By this point, considered a living legend, celebrated as a diva, and a painterly artiste of song. And she was still the best damn jazz singer around. Finally, and we're already into the 50s here, Billy at the Apollo Theater in 1952.
Yeah, indeed. Lady Day. Certainly good to see you, and you sure look pretty.
Thank you.
You want to tell them what you're going to do tonight?
Well, I'm going to try and do a recording I just made for Norman Granz, Mercury, Tenderly.
Tenderly.
The evening breeze caress the trees tenderly. The shimmering trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by lost in a sigh. Were we? I can't forget how two hearts met tenderly. The sky was kissed by sea and mist breathlessly. Your open wide, enclose me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
That was the great Billie Holiday and Tenderly.